Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Dr. Sabina Rebus, who is with American Family Care Urgent Care, and here today to alert everyone about immunizations and boosters that really people of all ages should receive as part of a travel or a school physical. Dr. Rebus, good morning and welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Vaccines been in the news a lot over the past year or so, and what should people know about vaccines? Because it seems there's so much misinformation out there right now.
Right. So right now we are coming up on school physical season, so there are a lot of vaccines that in the past 2 years people may have been reluctant to get because of some, you know, false studies that were out there for a while. New studies are surfacing. They're all testing these vaccines. Basically, they're following kids with who've had these vaccines, and there's no reported evidence of any sort of, you know, neurological issues with regard to that. So again, the school vaccines, each school actually has certain requirements that are necessary for school kids to get vaccines. And typically, you do have, you know, your set of the childhood vaccines, which you get up to the age of six, and then the kids are actually free of any vaccines for a while. And then again, we start up when they go into middle school and high school. So basically, to keep in mind, most adults and kids should be up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella, varicella as well. So those are live vaccines, and they're a series of two. Of course, tetanus, the Tdap, is both an adult and a childhood vaccine. So there's the Dtap series, which children get in elementary school, and then the Tdap, which both adults and children should be up to date on as they enter sixth grade. Adult vaccines such as shingles or pneumococcal vaccines are for mostly those over the age of 50 and 65. So those are vaccines for the elderly population. So those are also important to keep in mind for the adults who are over a certain age. Pertussis, actually, so Tdap and TD. So those are two different types of vaccines, but they have similar antibodies. So the TD is just the tetanus, and the Tdap is the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. Pertussis really is the Tdap is necessary for pregnant women, usually for those around babies. Pertussis is actually whooping cough and can be very dangerous for a newborn. So that is why everyone around a newborn should be vaccinated for that. As well, there are also travel vaccines that typically are not given on a regular basis, but should, you know, be addressed if anyone is to travel anywhere to a high-risk country. So some of those include vaccines such as, you know, the rabies vaccine, yellow fever, typhoid. So those are vaccines that are considered to be travel vaccines.
And there are also a couple of others that I don't know that you mentioned. It's HPV, polio, and meningococcal vaccines as well.
Right. So those are both travel and basically vaccines that kids should have and be up to date on. So the meningococcal is really just for bacterial meningitis. So any child entering, you know, middle school, high school, college, or living in a dormitory should be up to date on the meningococcal vaccines. There are a couple of them out now, and one is required, one is not required, but we do recommend that they should be up to date on the two meningococcal vaccines. And if you travel, it's important to be up to date on that as well. The polio is actually something children get when they're younger. So the OPV or IPV, that's usually listed on the vaccine record, and those are actually already taken care of. So that's not something that we worry about in this country, but polio vaccines, if you travel to an endemic country or somewhere where you're not familiar with what the healthcare system is like or anything like that, then I would just make sure you're up to date on your vaccines there. HPV, that's the human papillomavirus. So that's actually for it's for teenagers now. It's a series of three vaccines, so you can start that at, as early as the age of 9. It is recommended to prevent the sexually transmitted virus that can cause different types of cancers, not just cervical cancer, but also penile cancers. And it's recommended for girls and boys. And if you travel, of course, it's good to, have that as well. If it is actually only up to a certain age that you can get that vaccine, though. So if you're over the age of 30 or, 40, then you're sort of outdated for that vaccine. So although new studies have shown that you can probably get it up to later than we thought and still be protected. But those are the other vaccines. Rabies also is an important vaccine to keep in mind if you're going to travel to bat-infested rainforests or something to that extent.
You mentioned vaccines for children and back to school. Are there certain things that parents need to know about those vaccines and the back to school physicals, which a lot of people will be having in the next few weeks?
So it's always important to, we at American Family Care do offer physicals for kids on a walk-in basis. So actually, we do recommend that you follow up with your pediatrician for just chronic care. Kids should definitely have a pediatrician and be followed by a pediatrician. But if you are coming in, if you have an emergency, you can get in before the school year starts or something like that, need to be registered, we do offer those physicals, and we'll sign off on your vaccines and administer the ones that you need or the ones that you need. But we do actually, we want you to have the record with you. So get all your vaccines, get all the records that you have anywhere, wherever you're vaccinated, so we have something to go by to sign off on your physical.
And so, anyone that is going to be playing school sports generally would get a physical. Is there something in addition to what would be in a normal physical for other people that in a sports-related physical you might need to have some kind of an exam for or a test?
Right. So sports physicals are a little different. We do require that, you are up to date, or most sports, most coaches require you're up to date on vaccines. But also there are certain things to look for, like cardiac conditions, for example. Cardiomyopathy or hypertrophic cardiomyopathy can be deadly for athletes undergoing physical activity that's very strenuous. So we do ask if you have a history of that. We will offer an EKG to those who basically have a cardiac history, so we have something to basically check your heart, but you may need like a cardiology referral if there is any sort of evidence of any abnormality. Also sickle cells, the sickle cell trait, you can have actually sickling of blood cells, which can cause pain and just also not only pain, but also an inability to breathe. So a lot of coaches and a lot of organizations screen for the sickle cell trait and sickle cell disease.
All right, we're just about out of time, Doctor, but before you go, where should people go for more information about all of this we've been talking about this morning?
So more information can always be found at our website or in our centers. It's www.afcurgentcare.com/West Hartford. That's the one that is listed here, but any of our centers will have information for you as well.
All right, and you have centers also in Vernon, Danbury, New Britain, and Torrington. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Doctor, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. That is Dr. Sabina Ribas with American Family Care Urgent Care. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.